be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to the Lord.
Jesus decided to go to Galilee, and he found Philip. And Jesus said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the town of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one about whom Moses wrote in the law, and also the prophets, Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth." But Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said to him, "Here is a true child of Israel. There is no duplicity in him." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered and said to him, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than this." And he said to him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will see the sky open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The moment of encounter with Christ, the moment of decision, the initial decision to yield to the grace of God and recognize Him. How difficult this is. The Jewish people were waiting for a Messiah who would be the King of Israel to set them free from the bondage to the Romans and to bring them into freedom. And now this obviously would be a great man, a powerful man who could do that. The credentials of Jesus from the perspective of the world were not there. He was a carpenter from Nazareth. Nazareth does not appear in the Old Testament scriptures anywhere. It's just a little peripheral town. So can anything good come out of Nazareth? This is not what we expect. This is not where we're looking for the Messiah to come from. So what do you say to those objections? Well, the best response is, come and see. How do we show people today Jesus, to tell them, come and see, if we do not have lively communities where Jesus is manifested in the love that they have for one another, and the love they have for everyone. Unless people today see communities with transformed men and women living the new life, there's no possibility of evangelization. Why? Why would you believe? You're telling me this, that Jesus is the Lord, that he's the this and that. Where is he? Where are the fruits? Do you see the responsibility that we have to be a place where people can come and see and say, something is going on here. The way they love one another, the way they live, manifests the glory of God, the presence of God. And that's a very serious responsibility, because they're not going to see Jesus today walking around. We cannot take anybody to Jesus to talk to Jesus, but we can bring them to a Christian community to have that experience. Now, Nathaniel is skeptical, and when Jesus sees him, Jesus knows that what he had said. He doesn't hold this against him, but rather he honors him. He is a true Israelite. There's no duplicity in him. He speaks what is in his heart. Isn't that amazing, Jesus? And says, I saw you under the fig tree. Now, why is that important? They had no air conditioning in those times, so to say that you were under the fig tree, it's much likely that it's like he was in a time of prayer. You will go under the tree, and there's where you ponder scripture. You go in the shade, you know? So I saw you. I saw you. You're a man of God, and that is enough. Nathaniel is flattered, and he goes from not believing to saying, you are the Son of God, the King of Israel, right away. So Jesus challenges him. This is only the beginning, okay? Do you believe because I told you, I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than this. So we also are being told this today. So you believe in Jesus Christ, you believe he's the Lord, you believe he's the Savior. Don't stay there, because those are just concepts. The reality of it will come by the power of the Holy Spirit into your life, and you will see greater things. What you have lived and experienced up to now is good, but don't become stagnant there. Believe, open your heart. We're beginning the year. Open your heart to believe that the Lord wants to take us deeper into a relationship with him, to get to know him in a way like we never did before. Because the Lord will bring us closer and more intimately with him as much as we believe, as much as we let him. Let us present to the Lord our petitions.